Four-year colleges across the country are deciding whether it's safe to have in-person classroom instruction. So are community colleges. WYPR's John Lee reports that the Community College of Baltimore County is offering some in-person classes. But before you set foot on campus to get to those classes, you will have to pass a test, a screening for COVID-19.
When you drive up to the entrance of the Community College of Baltimore County's Essex campus, you're stopped at a checkpoint. While sitting in your car, you'll be screened by a safety monitor like Sophia DeVito.
Couple questions and a temperature check.
You're asked if you've lost the ability to taste or smell in the past 24 hours, if you've had symptoms like a cough, fever, or sore throat, or in the past 2 weeks have been in contact with someone who has COVID-19. If you pass, you get a smiley sticker that says CCBC Cares on it. There's a different color sticker each day, so no cheating. Another part of DeVito's job is to patrol the campus. If you're not wearing a sticker, a safety monitor screens you on the spot. They also hand out face masks for people who don't have them and clean touch points.
Everyone has been very appreciative, very nice about it. It's been good for everyone, I think.
Melissa Hopp, the Vice President of Administrative Services for CCBC, says about 100 safety monitors have been hired at around $13 an hour for the school's three campuses and its extension centers. Hopp says they're handing out 600 to 700 stickers a day. She says the screening is working.
There have been, not a lot, but, under 50 people that have been turned away from campus because of the screening. And that's a good thing.
The fact that people are driving on and off campus and not living there is an advantage when it comes to COVID-19, according to Martha Parham with the American Association of Community Colleges.
They don't have students that are spending the night, so they have opportunities to sanitize facilities and things like that.
While CCBC is offering a hybrid of online and in-class instruction, Baltimore City Community College is all online. Parham says community colleges across the country are making different decisions about in-person classes. The pandemic also has community colleges trying to figure out how to reduce or eliminate the cost of going to a two-year school.
If you consider that community college students, the majority of them work, and so with the economic and the employment downturn that happened because of COVID, if they don't have jobs, they certainly don't have money for tuition, regardless of how low it is.
Our slogan says something like tuition free, click here and see if you qualify.
That's Sandra Curtinitis, the president of CCBC. She says they're pooling what money they can to make CCBC tuition free for as many students as possible. This includes grants, scholarships, and $10 million in COVID stimulus money. Add it all up, and Curtinitis says it comes to around $35 million. The pandemic has wrecked the nation's economy, and Curtinitis says the school is looking for ways it can help people who are going to come out of this in trouble.
They're going to come out of it without jobs. They're going to come out of it realizing they can't go away to school. They're going to come out of it realizing that they just graduated from high school and they are not sure what they can do.
Curtinitis says in previous years, about 45% of CCBC students received financial aid. She expects that now will increase to about 50 or 55%. Curtinitis also hopes it will help the school stabilize its enrollment, which has been declining. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.